KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:05, we have clear to partly cloudy skies. It's 48 degrees. We look forward to be partly cloudy here today with a high around 58 with winds northwest at 15 to 25 miles per hour. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by your independent insurance agents. In Elkhorn, see Terry Peterson at Insurance Services Incorporated, or call 712-764-6000. The Cass County Board of Supervisors this morning will discuss and possibly act on an economic development proposal. Board Chair Steve Beyer told KJAN News Alan Williams of the Iowa Economic Development Authority, or AIDA, has informed him that a business is looking to add to their locations with the idea to establish one in the Midwest. Cass County, Beyer said, meets the criteria of the company whose identity was not revealed. The board will also act to establish the compensation rate for township trustees and clerk. Other business includes the assignment of a tax sale to the City of Atlantic, lot number 3, except for a certain section, and the east 90 feet of lots 1 and 2 and lot number 4, all in block 16 of Atlantic. They may also receive scheduled reports from the county attorney and engineer as available. That meeting begins at 9 a.m. in their boardroom at the Cass County Courthouse in Atlantic. The Cass County Auditor's Office reports sample ballots are now available for you to view in advance of the November 5th city and school elections. The ballots are for viewing only and not for actual voting. To see the ballots, you can link on the same story on the news page at KJAN.com. Creston police say two men were arrested on separate charges Monday. 23-year-old Richard Lee Linegang of Creston was arrested on a Union County warrant for OWI first offense. Linegang was later released on his own recognizance. And 25-year-old Thompson Lee Jones of Creston turned himself into the Creston Police Department. Jones was wanted on a warrant in Polk County for possession of a controlled substance, marijuana, first offense. He later posted a $5,000 cash or surety bond. Police in Red Oak were called at around 1 o'clock this morning to the 400 block of East Elm Street for a fight in progress. Upon further investigation, officers arrested 25-year-old Shiloh Major of Red Oak and 31-year-old Joshua Rhodes of Council Bluffs. Both were charged with assault and transported to the Montgomery County Jail, where their bonds were held at, set at $300 each. Deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office assisted in conducting the arrests. Police in Red Oak responded at around 6:10 p.m. Monday to a fight between a man and a woman in the 700 block of North 4th Street. Upon investigation, officers arrested 38-year-old Jacob Lynn Derby of Red Oak for domestic abuse assault by intending to impede air or blood flow and possession of drug paraphernalia. Derby was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and was being held without bond. In an update to our earlier reports yesterday morning, the Iowa State Patrol says three people were injured during a three-vehicle collision Monday morning in Shelby County. All three drivers, 32-year-old Joel T. Anderson of Harlan, 43-year-old Timothy H. Ward of Underwood, and 62-year-old Dwayne J. Carroll of Avoca, were transported to the hospital. Anderson and Ward were taken by ambulance to Murtu Hospital in Harlan, and Carroll was transported by LifeNet to Bergen Mercy in Omaha. Patrol says the accident happened as a 2002 Chevy Silverado driven by Dwayne Carroll was stopped on Highway 59 northbound just after 11 a.m. on Monday and waiting for traffic to pass so he could turn left on F-66 north of I-80. A 2005 Peterbilt semi driven by Timothy Warren was approaching southbound on Highway 59. A 2004 Buick Rainier driven by Joel Anderson was traveling north on approaching the Silverado and failed to stop. The SUV struck the pickup, pushing it into the southbound lane where it was hit by the Peterbilt. The semi then entered the west ditch and rolled over onto its side. The two other vehicles came to rest on the roadway. The State Patrol was assisted at the scene by the Shelby and Pott County Sheriff's Departments, Iowa DOT Motor Vehicle Enforcement, Avoca Rescue, and other agencies. And the Shelby County Sheriff's Office on Monday issued a report over the past week. On Monday, deputies arrested 21-year-old Damian Paul Leo Madsen of Avoca on an outstanding warrant for failure to appear on charges stemming from his arrest September 5th for possession of a controlled substance second offense. He was released back in September on his own recognizance and is currently being held in the Shelby County Jail under a $2,000 cash or surety bond. On Saturday, 24-year-old Mackenzie Ann Robinson of Papillion, Nebraska, was arrested around 4 a.m. as a result of a traffic stop in Harlan. Robinson was taken into custody without incident and charged with OWI first offense, reckless driving, and failure to maintain control. She was under a $1,000 bond and was released later that morning and given a future court date after posting the required security bond. Last Wednesday, three people were arrested from Harlan as a result of search warrants. 54-year-old Dennis and Gene Anderson was arrested after a search warrant was executed at his residence. He was charged with possession of a controlled substance violation, prohibited acts, possession of controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. Anderson was transported to the Shelby County Jail without incident and held without bond for the required controlled substance violation. He had an initial appearance the following morning and was currently being held under $50,000 cash or surety bond. 33-year-old Charles Howard Hayes was taken into custody and charged with a controlled substance violation, prohibited acts, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. He was later released after posting a $50,000 surety bond. And 34-year-old Amanda Sue Wicker was charged with prohibited acts, possession of a controlled substance, and possession of drug paraphernalia. She was released the following morning on her own recognizance. In our funeral announcements this morning, Jerry Shorty Gaskill, age 79, of Audubon, died Friday. Funeral services for Shorty Gaskill will be this morning at 10:30 at the First Presbyterian Church in Audubon. Kessler Funeral Home of Audubon has the arrangements. Teresa Henscheid, age 90, of Harlan, died Thursday at the Elmcrest Retirement Community. A massive Christian burial for Teresa Henscheid will be today at 10:30 at St. Boniface Catholic Church in Westphalia. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan has arrangements. Edith Larson, age 99, of Elkhorn, died Friday at the Salem Lutheran Home. Funeral services for Edith Larson will be today at 11 a.m. at the Elkhorn Lutheran Church. Odie Funeral Home in Kimbleton has arrangements. Dickie Dick Edward Colvin, age 73, of Oakland and formerly of Griswold, died Friday. Memorial services for Dick Colvin will be on Thursday at 11 a.m. at the Oakland United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Luca Hodges, age 2.5 months, of Anita, the son of Nick and Caitlin Hodges, died October the 8th at Children's Hospital in Omaha. Funeral services for Luca Hodges will be this Thursday at 1:30. At the Cam High School in Anita, Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home of Atlantic has the arrangements. James Jim Johnson, age 85, of Exira, died Sunday at the Exira Care Center. Memorial services for Jim Johnson will be Friday at 10:30 at the Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has the arrangements. Mary Lewis, age 81, of Anita, died Monday at the Heritage House in Atlantic, and per her wishes, cremation has taken place, and a private family service will be held for Mary Lewis. Roland Funeral Home of Atlantic is in charge of the arrangements. John Mulgard, age 81, of Atlantic, died Monday at his home. Services for John Mulgard are pending at Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. And Randall Randy Conrad, age 75, of Harlan, died Saturday in Omaha. Services for Randy Conrad are pending at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. The news was brought to you by your independent insurance agents, Brocker, Carnes & Carnes, with offices in Atlantic, Anita, and Council Bluffs. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.